Sisters, I want you to feel free to be led to contribute in any way that you feel the Lord is leading you. I wanted to encourage you, if there's anything on your heart that you feel burdened by the Lord to say, then that means somebody here needs to hear it. So please be encouraged, as our dear sister Elizabeth has already done. Feel free to share. Feel free to bring a song. Feel free to bring a scripture. Feel free. Let's listen to our Heavenly Father. Be guided by His Spirit for His glory.
Not on. I woke up with a song this morning, and I'll sing it in a minute. But this, I want to just explain just the heart that came with it, that the Lord was speaking about, because our dear brother David Andrew at the beginning was talking about, and many of us have been talking about, the storms of life that we've been going through. I've been going through some things, as we all do. And there's a storm in the world with all this stuff that's going on, and we all know about that. And He's calling us, I believe, to have extraordinary courage at this time in our history, in these extraordinary circumstances. We will be given extraordinary strength in the midst of this storm. It will rise up within us. For such a time as this, through us, His name will be honored. The Lord says, "You will certainly know me as your rock, your strong tower, your refuge and your shelter." And the song went like this. It's only short. You were born for such a time as this. You were born for
such a time as this. Don't look down, keep looking up. You were born for such a time as this.
Praise God.
This is a word that surprised me. I've read it, I don't know how many times over the years, but Father's word's always full of fresh power, isn't it? And it's John 16:9. If you want the reference, you can look it up later on. But Jesus said the most staggering thing to his disciples, and it is a staggering thing that he said. Let me just illustrate it this way. Jesus walks in the door right now, in the flesh. And what do we do? I mean, what thrill goes through all of us at the sight of him in the flesh, walking into the midst of us? And then he comes to us and says, I'm only here for 5 seconds. I came just to say one thing. I'm going back out the door, and you won't see me until the Father sends me back, because it's actually better for you that I'm not here than that I am here. This is what he said. It is to you for your good that I am going away. One of the other translations says, it is to your advantage that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. He was promising the gift of the Holy Spirit. And he was actually saying to you and to me, now think of what our sister just said and what she sang to us. From the Lord, and I think it is from the Lord. I'll say that now. I think that what we've heard from the Lord is that the Lord is going to provide the strength that we need, the power that we need, and has in fact already done so, because he does not give the Spirit by measure. You have all the Holy Spirit right now you're ever going to have. He can have more of us, but we can't have more of him. And Jesus actually said, you're going to be better off if I'm not here in the flesh, because the Holy Spirit dwelling in you is going to enable my ministry to continue as I began it. Remember what Luke said, that he was sharing with his friend Theophilus all that Jesus began to do and to teach? And our brother Chris tonight started off in the book of Acts. So it's better that Jesus is not here in the flesh. Dwell on that, my brothers and sisters, because it's going to mean for each one of us that all the power, all the resources we could possibly need for anything the Lord lays on our hearts in these days is already available to us, and we lack nothing. And Peter said as much. We lack no good thing. God has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of his Son. It's all there. The power is all there. And it's better that we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us right now than that Jesus should walk through the door in the flesh. May God be praised.
Good evening, everybody. Not quite sure where to begin. I'm a Protestant. I've been a Christian for probably about 40 years. grew up in a Christian family. It's the second time I've been to a Salt Shakers conference. And I go to quite a few conferences, and I take books to lots of church meetings across the UK. I'm really struggling tonight because I've just walked up here, but I don't really feel as if I fit in with all of you. There's something, I was going to say there's something wrong, but there's somehow that I love what's been shared from here. This just this last message from my brother, absolutely, I agree with it, and most of what has been said from the front here, absolutely, I'm just shouting hallelujah. But maybe there's something wrong with inside me. Maybe there's some lurking sin that I just have to ask the Lord's forgiveness from. But I just want to perhaps ask your prayers tonight. And it's almost like a confession, because I've just said it as well. I don't really feel as if somehow I fit in with our gathering, even though I love the Lord, and even though I know you're all brothers and sisters, and we are one family, aren't we? We've just said that, but I can feel I'm saying it again. I don't really fit, so I'd. I'm sorry, I don't know what you're supposed to do with that, but I just feel, and it definitely isn't within my habit to come up to the front of a conference and say those words, but if you can just understand, if you can just pray for me, whether somehow tonight, but I just wanted to say that. Thank you. God bless you.
You can't rely on your feelings, because God wants to heal the feelings that you have inside you that is stopping you from connecting. And I know a little bit about that from the past. And just try and think about that you can't rely on your feelings. And you've talked an awful lot about your feelings. And feelings can really be very destructive. Give them to the Lord. Bathe yourself in His love. And He will shine His light on whatever is wrong with how you feel, because He's our good God. He's a God who cares. He's heard every single word that you have said tonight, and it's broken my heart. No, if it's broken my heart, it's bound to have broken His, and He will not like where you are. And what He wants to do is heal and restore all the years the locusts have eaten from you. All these feelings have come and destroyed who you are. And you are a beautiful man of God. And you have a fantastic future with Him.
Thank you.
I just feel like
I'm going to suggest this is not the time to have a public ministry for our brother. But I do feel very strongly Father's love for you tonight.
Thank you very much.
I really do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure everybody here shares that.
Mm-hmm. I know He's my good shepherd.
Yeah.
And He cares for the sheep.
He is, and He doesn't have favourites.
That's right.
Okay.
And no less for me than for anyone in this room.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to suggest that maybe one or two of us could just go into a side room with you and pray, and be supported by the prayers of folk out here. But please, above all, I think, in all fairness to Ray, our focus must not be on this brother. It must be on Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? Let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Okay? And everything else will fall into place. Okay? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Is that a cue for
something? Yes.
Fall into his wonderful face.
It is. Wonderful.
Upon Jesus.
Songs of deliverance.
Amen. I'm standing up here because something happened to me about a couple of months before F10. And it's been a transforming experience. And we were at F11, and it's still on my heart. And last night I was wondering how I can share this with you, because I hope it would be a blessing. It certainly matches with something that David Andrews has been sharing at the beginning. We talked about impotence, coming to the end of ourselves and letting God take over. And that's what had happened to me back in about August, September last year. Now, I've been a Christian for over 40 years. I'm born again. Gifts of the Spirit, etc. But I reached a point where I felt very cold, and I didn't know what was happening to me. It's not like I could put my finger on it. And in desperation, I cried out from the depth of my soul to Jesus to take me by the hand. And he did. I was flooded with love, which beyond description, I've mentioned this to the fellowship group, and the love that I experienced from the Lord Jesus was just so powerful. It was transforming. First of all, it was reassuring that he heard my cry, and secondly, it was reassuring because it was his love that I was feeling. You never say you can get over it, but when I came to my thoughts, the next thought I had was, I haven't done enough for this Saviour that loves me so much. And we try to overcome sin in our lives. If we do it with our own strength, we won't succeed. It'll come back again and again to haunt us. But I didn't realize at that moment, God's love, just catching a glimpse of the Lord, not seeing his face, just catching a glimpse of that love, it transformed me in a way. I didn't realize it for days afterwards that sin has been bothering me, consumed. And then things were different. You do things, we love our Lord and we don't want to sin and we don't want to, but sometimes the motive for us being good and not sinning is we don't want to suffer retribution or God's judgment or punishment. But now my motive was, I don't want to offend the one that loves me so much. You've been nodding your heads, and I think I'm talking to converted here. But in my experience, that led on to something else. And I know that the Lord Jesus was pouring out his love. But he took me from that point to the Father. And something that we've been talking about at F10 and also, or beginning to talk about at F10. And we have been talking about this weekend, the Father Heart of God. And yes, I've known the gifts of the Spirit in various ways, but this was a new dimension of communing with the Father that I haven't experienced before. And God the Father was showing me things in my life and in the life of others that I would not have understood or known before. And one of the things he showed me was that he's got a sense of humour. And if I had the time, I'll explain to you how that happened. But believe me, he's got a sense of humour. Sorry? Well, as I said to one fellowship group, you know, who looked stunned when I said God's got a sense of humour, I said, well, if he hasn't got a sense of humour, why did he give us a sense of humour? So that's right, isn't it, Chris? But I didn't realise that before. God showed me that, and he showed me lots of other things since. And he's been treating me like a father. I mean, as a father would treat his son or his daughter, he'll show you things, reveal things from his word to you, what it means. There's a lot of things in Scripture which, I wouldn't say hidden, but needs revelation, doesn't it? Bringing out in, and into our lives, especially in the lives of those we know. I think there's much more that I could say, but all I wanted to share with you is that, you know, David said, I came to that point where I couldn't deal with this coldness. I didn't want to be cold anymore. And it was, you know, remember Peter in, as he walked on the water, and then he suddenly he lost sight of the Lord, and he cried out to Jesus to save him, and the Lord immediately took him and saved him. It's like that kind of experience where you cry out from a position of not having any idea how you're going to cope with something to him just taking over and dealing with things that you just couldn't find a way of dealing with. I think I'll stop there. But he's going on showing me, revealing more things about how he's a consuming fire as well. And I don't want to go into that tonight, but yeah. Praise God.
How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? Gadol Elohai, Shiruki Gadol Elohai.
Hey. sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God.
Gadol.
Gadol, Elohai, Shiruki Gadol, Elohai, Kol Echad Yireh, Ki Gadol, Elohai.
Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory.
Hallelujah. We bless your name.
Lord, you are our God. You are the Lion of Judah, and you're roaring in power,
hallelujah,
fighting our battles.
Hallelujah.
Every knee will bow before him.
Yes, hallelujah.
Our God is the Lamb that was slain.
He's coming on the clouds, King of kingdoms will bow down. Every chain will break, as broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty again? He's coming on the clouds, and King of kings will bow down. Every chain will break, broken hearts declare his praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him. Open up the gate, make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow him. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? 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 Who can stop the Lord Almighty?
No one.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before him.
It was mentioned by Chris earlier about when he goes on tours and he's been up this up the mountain of transfiguration. Lord, let us come and go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, to the house of the God of Jacob. Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. If our foundations are destroyed, what should the righteous do? We can make a dance to this.
In Adonai I take a shelter. How do I say to my soul? Fly like a bird to your mountain. Don't look the wicked bend the bow. They think they're our wonderful dream, so they can shoot from the shadows at those who are upright in heart. If our foundations are destroyed. What should the righteous do? If our foundations are destroyed, what should the righteous do?
The Lord is aware of all that we're going through, each and every one of us. None of us come without problems. The Lord can deal with everything.
Amen.
Every illness, every breakdown, every job loss, depression, health, whatever it is, the Lord can break it. He can break the walls, and the walls can come down. If you need to declare something tonight, then especially when we sing the bit, walls are coming down, you declare it to the Lord. Because he will break those walls.
Hallelujah.
Daughters and sons singing as one. We've got a home now. The walls have tried to divide, but nothing can hide the power that we found. You are walking with us when all of the walls are turning to dust. They are falling down. Sing praise. Fill the skies with songs from our heart. Sing praise, we sing praise. Till enemies know how faithful you are. Oh. darkness and chains. You go before us, and love is swallowing fear, and all of the walls will soon disappear. They are crumbling down. Sing praise, we sing praise, we fill the sky with songs from our heart. Sing praise, we sing praise, till enemies know how faithful you are. Sing praise, we sing praise, we fill the sky with songs from our heart. Sing praise.
Your name on high, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
Kadosh, kadosh ata, kadosh ata, alleluia. We bless your name, Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach. We bless your name, we lift your name on high, we love you. Your name, we lift your name. Oh, glory to you! Oh, glory to you! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We bless your name, Kadosh, Kadosh, Ata, Kadosh, Ata.
But now this is what the Lord your Creator says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour. Because you are precious in my sight, you are honoured, and I love you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from? Yes. Your foot slip. No words for this one. Just have to sing along. You either know it or you don't.
Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom aleichem. Avinu shalom, shalom, shalom aleichem. Shalom shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom shalom Yerushalayim. Shalom shalom.
Bed for those who are tired and coffee for those who are still awake. Just before you disappear, we just close in prayer.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that we've learnt so much.
Yes.
We thank you that we've been blessed so much. We've had good fellowship.
Thank you.
Great times of prayer, times of worship, and just time to be with each other, to meet new people.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we're coming close to the end of this conference, Lord, but we still have tomorrow to go. Lord, bless us even more tomorrow. Give us even more joy, more life to praise you, our living King, Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, I pray that everyone will have a beautiful sleep and rest in you and your mighty name. Amen.